This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sure is pretty out the window. Looking all blue skied. It's fantastic. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Do not miss Creative Energy's financing event happening next month. 0% interest for 60 months. It's like your own personal spa without the luxury price tag. Visit creativeenergy.com. I'm basically living in my hot tub now. I love it so much. The morning when it's freezing out, you get in there and it's all like, oh, and there's steam coming off the top.
It's done wonders for your energy and your aura.
Oh, thank you, Vin. Thanks.
You really are.
What color is my aura these days? It's kind of greenish and warm.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I love it. I'm so into it. Like later today, I will be in the hot tub, hopefully without John. Maybe he'll be busy.
Don't say that.
That.
Yeah, he's super wiener husband man. I mean, what
well,
do you
really have that down?
What do you expect him to do?
I don't know. Get your work done. I'll
he
be
hears the call
the
and
tub.
He comes running.
There's no call.
Yeah, there's a call. Did you hear it?
That's his call. I run away from it. All right, let's get serious, you guys.
Okay.
The Diddy trial has begun. They've got it. Apparently, the last I had heard last week was that they had a pool of 45 jurors, and now from that, they've seated 12, I assume, with alternates, etc. They say that this, they said 8 weeks. I've got it somewhere, and you know, I have like 5 stories I'm working off of. So, Diddy. Opening statements began yesterday in Diddy's sex trafficking trial, with prosecutors promising to tell the jury about 20 years worth of crimes, including kidnapping, arson, drugs, sex crimes, bribery, and obstruction. Meanwhile, Diddy's attorney got up there to do his opening statements. He said, yeah, Diddy's prone to violent outbursts, often fueled by drugs and alcohol. And yes, some of those outbursts may have warranted domestic violence charges. So he's off to a super good start.
Well, they're going to cop to something totally different. He's not even brought up on that.
She says all the sex stuff was consensual and did not constitute sex trafficking or racketeering, two of the things he's up for. He's
right.
Up for kidnapping, arson, drugs, sex crimes, bribery, and obstruction. But you're right. These are not the individual cases that have been brought.
She can stand there and say, listen, this guy makes bad music, and he was just a barnacle on Biggie's ass. And yet, None of that means he is someone that trafficked in
or
humans
or
any of that
arsonist.
Stuff. Yep, he punched a lady in the face.
Yeah.
But he did not do what he's being charged with here today.
And she says, because he's being accused of sex crimes and this and drugs. And she actually said he was fueled by drugs and alcohol. I don't know. To me, it feels like, you know, build up a character. You're right. He's not necessarily being accused of the things that she's saying. Yeah, he did those things, but it doesn't look good.
I don't know the lawyer. I don't know what, but this person had to sit down and learn all about him.
Of all of us, you're the one who knows the most about this stuff.
And I'm sure she, you know, questioned whether she could spin this person's personality and realized the mother load of people who hate him is out there waiting to tell their story. Mm. So she's got to get around the fact that he's not liked.
Right. He's not a good guy.
Right.
But he's not guilty of the things that he's being accused of. That's the tack they're taking.
Right.
So the video of Diddy brutally beating his ex-girlfriend Cassie was shown almost immediately, and jurors ended up seeing it four times in the first day. The trial's first witness was a security guard who was called in the aftermath of that incident. There was also a male escort who was allegedly paid to have sex with Cassie while Diddy watched, and he also took the stand. I have a rundown of all the stuff here. She is expected, Cassie Ventura is the former girlfriend, the one whose video was shown. She's expected to testify about alleged abuse during their relationship from 07 to 2018. A 2016 hotel surveillance video showing Combs assaulting her has been presented as evidence. It was viewed four times. This Daniel Phillips, he is the male dancer. He testified he was hired to perform sexual acts with Ventura, to Cassie Ventura, while Combs watched. He claimed that these encounters were orchestrated by Combs, Sean Diddy, Combs, and involved payments ranging from $700 to $6,000. He also recounted instances of physical abuse by Combs toward Ventura in front of him and said he was offered drugs during those events. There it is. The defense's position is we acknowledge his past violent behavior and argue that the relationships and activities were consensual among adults. They say that the prosecution...
And they might win.
They might. They contend that the prosecution is attempting to criminalize Combs' private lifestyle choices. The trial is expected to last about 8 weeks. And there are multiple alleged victims and former associates who are all scheduled to perform is the wrong word, testify. I was thinking they're going to get up there and perform, but they're not. He has pleaded not guilty to all charges and remains in custody at Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center. So the trial's underway. And this is just the first of what apparently are going to be many of these things. He faces five criminal counts. One count of racketeering conspiracy. Two counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. And two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Those are the five criminal counts, apparently. He has vociferously denied the allegations against him. And then it goes on to talk about this first witness who said he was a hotel security guard who said he responded to the 2016 incident that showed Diddy beating Cassie at the Intercontinental Hotel. And the male escort was also up there as well. And so, and then there's all these other like weird bribery things and other things that are popping up. I'm just trying to streamline this as much as possible because this is ongoing. And for the next 8 weeks, I'm sure every day I'm going to have some kind of update for you.
Well, it's a look at a life that I, you know, don't understand and don't have any relation to, but I kind of think it'll be interesting to see what this dude was up to. Right. Already you go,
I know.
He had some male escort do his partner in front of him, and the axe ranged from, what did you say the bottom was, 700 to 6,000?
Yeah.
What's that involve?
I don't know. Oh, you think it was like a variety of services? Like you had to, he would pay more for certain things?
Well, you know, like
he just like had a wad of cash.
We went fine dining on Friday night, and a lot of stuff is kind of a la carte. So maybe that's how the menu works in those circles. I don't know. I don't live that life.
Maybe we'll find out during the course of this, of all the testimony. Well, oh my goodness. Well, some money to be made.
I mean, he clearly had a lot going on.
Yeah. Right? It's very, I don't know.
Most of us are just out here praying something good happens to us sometime soon.
Right. And in the meantime, we're just going to go to work.
God, let something good happen to us.
Like, I really just like to win the lottery.
No. We're talking about our man areas.
Yeah, I misunderstood completely. I thought
just... Let good things happen to us sometime soon. Right. This guy.
Yeah.
Rotten person, but seems to be orchestrating all kinds of...
And everyone's like, yeah, what do you need us to do?
Shenanigans.
Open wide? Okay, you got it. I'll do it. For money, you know.
No, I understand. Yeah. I was with you.
Right. We got some baby news, a couple baby things.
Oh,
I know.
You're finally ready to announce.
I'm not. That's very sweet of you to think that I'm still capable of that, but that ship has sailed. The one where I can have babies, in case anyone's wondering.
All right.
That's over.
Okay, you say.
Not Gisele Bündchen, though. How old is she? I didn't even think to look
at
her age.
Are you telling me she's pregnant again?
Oh, no, she just shared the first photo of the newborn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I was going to say, that is ridiculous.
She's 44.
I mean, she's a perfect specimen, though, so I'm sure she can have babies up until her 50s. So if she wants more babies, she can have them. Gisele Bündchen. Her eggs are not decrepit. They're like, we're perfect. And we will remain so. Gisele Bündchen has shared the first photo of her newborn son with Joaquin Valente. Shared it on Mother's Day. Heart is full, is the quote.
Oh, she didn't
Heart
write
is full.
Bleep you, Tommy.
I mean, isn't everything she posts kind of a bleep you? There's this one picture of her. And I don't know if it's something that she posted or what it is, but she's just... Yeah, it's just the back of a little baby's head, and she's very pretty. She looks tired. She looks like she's been up with a baby.
Well,
tired but lovely. Tired but happy.
It's what happens.
There's this picture of her, and her hair is in a braid, and she's Gisele the whole time. She's beautiful, and she's sort of leaning over what looks to be like a raised bed of lettuce, and she's got a colander, and she's picking little bits of baby kale or whatever, and she's got a whole... thing. She's obviously going to take it inside and make a delicious salad. It's going to be fantastic. Go up one more picture. Might be the first one. No, that's a different story. Anyway, she's wearing like a little yellow getup with a bikini underneath it. I'm like, yep, that's everything you want. And a lady right there. Gisele Bündchen. Fabu. Look at page 6. See if you can find that one. Anyway, she's got the first picture of the little baby is up there. And then there's another picture that she posted that was really... There's one for Mother's Day. It's her and her own mom. And then there's another picture where it's her, the newborn, the boy, the Joaquin Valente, the guy who put the baby in her, and then her kid, Benjamin, and her kid, Vivian, 12 and 15. Oh, there's the picture. Like, this is picture. She's in the garden. And everything's so green and lovely. And she's just like, yep, I'm making you salad for dinner. And then I'm going to do nasty things to you all night long. It's going to be great. I mean, she probably isn't going to do nasty
things. No, I'm actually, I went that route. The baby thing. Mm-hmm. And after the baby thing, there seems to be some kind of
less of that
turn off switch.
Yep. Well, you're just so busy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. Amber Heard also had some babies. Now, her first baby she had via surrogate, and she's not saying anything about these twins that she just had. So I'm going to assume.
Amber Heard.
Johnny Depp's ex, Elon Musk's ex.
Bathroom on the bed. Yes. Okay. That's unfortunately for her, that's going to be something that follows her.
Yep. So these, she had twins. She grew her family. She doubled her family because it's just her and this.
Who's the dad?
Doesn't say.
Oh, they don't say.
Yeah. And she talks about it. She's doing it on her own. She's specifically saying.
Okay.
She welcomed twin babies, a daughter and a son. She's the proud mom of three. She shared on her Instagram on Sunday because it's Mother's Day. She said, Mother's Day 2025 will be one I'll never forget this year. I'm beyond elated to celebrate the completion of the family I've strived to build for years. Today, I officially share the news that I welcome twins into the herd gang, my daughter Agnes and my son Ocean.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cute. I love the name Agnes. There. Oh, there's the picture. Her older daughter has her feet extended out between the baby's feet. One baby on one side, one on the other.
Oh, so cute.
It's really, really cute. And then in keeping with the bathroom on the bed, they're not wearing diapers. They're just, they've got like a towel in the way. In case anybody wants to do bathroom on the bed. Yes, Bob.
Have you ever heard the rumor that Elon Musk is the father of Amber Heard's first child?
I have heard that rumor. Do you know any?
Why wouldn't he be the father of all three?
All three of them. He loves to make babies with ladies.
He does, and she hasn't said who the father is. But I think that she let, my guess is, since she's certified crazy, is that she likes, she doesn't tell us who the father is so that people think that Elon Musk is the father.
Oh.
So it's like she kind of started that rumor and is perpetuating it.
It wouldn't be the most surprising thing at all.
And at all. He's into
it. He's fully like,
and has
know,
the money.
I need to, you know, put my spawn everywhere that I possibly can. One of them surely will be the next genius.
I'll tell you though, for someone with such horrible PR.
Amber?
Yes. Mm. To add the Musk horrible PR to the mix, really, that is a bad recipe.
It's, you know, a couple years ago it wasn't the worst idea, but now I'd be like, yep, these twins have nothing to do with that guy. Although, who knows, maybe she's, I mean, she's, I don't want to say her past actions make me think she might be a little bit cuckoo, but they do. So she concluded her post saying, becoming a mother by myself on my own terms, despite my own fertility challenges, has been the most humbling experience of my life. I'm eternally grateful I was able to choose this responsibly and thoughtfully. The twins are her second and third children. They join her four-year-old daughter, Una Page, which is a pretty name. Spelled O-O-N-A-G-H, Una.
That is pretty. And you know, on the bright side, for sure, if she's got the money to just do this, be a mom, doesn't have to go to work and can just focus, like, that's a cool life.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And some people, it's a calling. They want it and they're doing it. I mean, according to her, she's doing it all by herself. Okay. Good luck to her. Twins are tough.
Kids are tough. One kid.
That's true.
Tough.
Yep.
By yourself, really tough.
Mm. The jockey who won the Kentucky Derby. Are you going to do this story?
No.
Okay. He's been suspended for whipping his horse too many times. I actually don't follow horse racing. I know some things about it on the lower level of it that it doesn't seem to be good for horses. I'm sure that there are horses at the highest levels that are just pampered and not drugged and not pinfired. There's things that they do to horses so that they can run on lame legs. It's like, it's horrible. At the lower levels.
So they did a documentary on Netflix called Race for the Crown, and it followed last season's. And so you got to meet the jockeys and find out about them and the owners. And all the owners seem just horrible people. But so this guy's featured in that Netflix documentary.
So his name is Junior Alvarado.
Okay, so that's this year's winner then.
Yes.
Okay, all right. This was last year.
This guy, though, Sovereignty is the horse that won the Derby. And he was whipped two times too many. Which apparently you're allowed to whip your horse six times. I don't know if that's like once per quarter mile. I have no idea.
Yeah, but I've mentioned that to you and you've said to me they're not whipping that horse or whatever. Didn't you?
They're whipping the horse. They have a crop and they're smacking it on the flank. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see them. In fact,
no, I remember a conversation you and I had where I was down on the way they treat the horses, and you were saying they're not whipping them like you think, and I was like,
okay. Well, they're usually whipping with a stiff crop. It's like a stick,
right?
It's not like a whip like you might picture that would leave a Although I suppose if you hit anything hard enough with anything,
I didn't know there was a count, but
I didn't know there was a count either.
After having talked with you about it, I thought, okay, well, that seems to be like part of the etiquette.
It's definitely commonplace. They all whip those horses. They get, well, or maybe whip is the wrong word. Hit them with a stick.
That's.
Is that whip?
That's the official term. I just looked it up. Hit them with a stick.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you're kidding. Apparently, they're allowed to hit him with a stick 6 times during a race. However, this guy, Junior Alvarado, smacked the horse 8 times. And it was the second time he'd violated that rule in 180 days. Because of that, he was fined $62,000, which is 20% of his $310,000 in Derby winnings. And he was suspended for 2 racing days. As in, whatever he was scheduled for, he's not allowed to race in those next 2. And that's the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority. I don't follow racing. It seems awful to me in every way. And I don't know if this is some new thing, because I feel like the horse races that I've been to, even locally here, was it called Bay Meadows? I don't even think it's a thing anymore.
It was called Bay Meadows.
And it just seemed like they were smacking them the whole time. Like that was part of the whole riding of them, was just whacking them. So Junior is saying, I couldn't keep track of that. It was such a big race. There's so much that you've got on your mind. So I wasn't counting my whips.
That's the job, homeboy.
Yeah, apparently.
That's the job.
Sovereignty's owner has already said that the horse won't compete at the Preakness, which means he can't win the Triple Crown.
Right. No triple this year.
Yeah. Not have any chance for it. So there's that. And finally, I'm sorry to say that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is just a runner-up. Actually, she's a second runner-up. This is her second time competing in the Miss Maine USA pageant. And you would think, because I've seen the people in Maine, that she would just run away with that. But she came in 3rd. Last year, same competition, she came in 2nd. She did suckier this year. I'm going to say it's bad press, but I don't really know. She is 24, and she placed 3rd this year at the Miss Maine USA pageant. Funny that she's got time for that. You know, she's so busy handling Bill Belichick's life.
You know, I'm not a pageant dude. I don't really go in for the big hair and the heavy makeup and all that.
It is a look. It is a thing.
I dated a lady who did those pageants and then went on to become a cheerleader, which cheerleaders are, of course, the best human beings on our planet.
That's our Jordan.
Oh, she was a cheerleader too?
In fact, I think she's not anymore. Former college cheerleader.
Oh, okay. All
right. So maybe she started with that and then went on to pageantry.
But people who grew up doing it, they like it. This lady liked it, and I would, you know, based on the way we got on, which was pretty good, I thought, well, I guess it's just a certain side of her is into singing and dancing and bikini struts across the stage.
Well, she's however low she placed in the finals, Bill Belichick was in the audience watching.
Oh, good.
So maybe he's looking at the lady who won, and he's like, well, maybe I should just trade up. Maybe that's my new girlfriend.
He would be able to get away with whatever he wants.
He might be able to.
He's royalty there, isn't he? Yeah,
sure. I mean, I guess if you're a Pats fan, they belong to all of New England. Mm. Anyway, good for her. She won 3rd place. Actually, not good for her. I'm sure she's really mad about it. She's probably blaming Bill right now. He probably had angry sex afterward. Like, so mad at you. You brought my stock down, man.
Is like, angry sex a real thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
I've never had angry.
I don't encounter a lot of scenarios where I'm in an argument with the missus and she's like, take me. She's usually like double middle fingers.
That's because you have kids. It's early on. It's usually early on. Like, I can't believe you did that. No, I'm so mad. I'm so jealous. And next thing you know, you're going at it.
I think it's that thing where passion and anger are very close to each other.
So you've had a bunch of angry sex?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Have you, though, had any?
You don't have to answer that.
Yeah, you don't have to answer that.
I think it's really sweet that Bill Belichick like went there and sat through that for her.
That's that had sweet. To suck. It's so boring. I think there's something there on his side. She's definitely just using him.
Maybe they're using each other.
Maybe.
Symbiotic relationship.
Like he's getting what he wants and she's getting what she wants.
Exactly.
And together they're having fabulous angry sex.
Only one of the people on the show is having this fabulous angry sex, and you are married to super wiener husband man.
Yes, that's true. Well, so, I'm super mad. I'm like, I'm trying to relax here. God, oh, fine.
So, you know, you are the one. The rest of us are like, angry sex? Please. That doesn't happen.
800-400-3697. And I'm not having a ton of angry sex. I'm just saying it's happened and it's fun. All right, what's coming up, Vim?
Bad Virginia after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 8 o'clock. That's just a few minutes from now. Your chance to win tickets to the sold-out Coldplay show at Stanford Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank, Fremont's Central Park Performance Pavilion.
Oh, well.
Good job.
We'll be buzzing this summer as the Free Summer Concert Series, sponsored by Fremont Bank Foundation, gets underway in June. The music will be sure to get your toes tapping as you enjoy views of Lake Elizabeth and Mission Peak. Visit Fremont.gov for concert details.
Oh.
Sounds fun.
Very exciting.
I love a good toe-tapping time.
Yeah, just like we have here every morning. Good vibes and variety. Toe-tapping.
You bet ya. Blue skies overhead in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9 in the Odyssey building. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 60s. You might see a few of those outer reaches hitting in the 70s, but really nice day ahead. And if you have clouds, they should burn off. Warriors lost last night, 117-110. We're down 3-1 in the series.
Oh, God.
And our game five is tomorrow night at 6:30. Go Warriors. A new nice lady starts here in the midday. Her name's Mason. You're going to love her.
Yep. Right after our show.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Mason.
Mason. On your Alice radio. And we like her. She seems really, really cool.
Yep.
Go Mason.
Go Mason.
So when I read this first story, I related to it. I had this happen to me once, and Sarah, you might remember the story. There was this big concert we were throwing in Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
And at the time, we had this deal with a car company, and I was driving the car, and I said, you know, take me to Golden Gate Park for our big concert.
Yep.
And it did. It brought me right into the city.
Mm-hmm.
The navigation did, right? Mm-hmm. Right
you
here.
You just
into the,
followed along.
I just followed along.
Pointed the way. You took the turns.
In my car, and I did got myself onto this one road right here in the city, and then there was nowhere to go. I was surrounded and parked.
And the pride parade was right in front
of you. Yes, and the pride parade was going down Market as it does. And it had stopped all traffic that needed to cross Market to get to Golden Gate Park. There wasn't any possible way to go anywhere. Mm. And I had to get to a show. And then, and only then did I go, you know, I know how to get to Golden Gate Park the coast way.
Yeah.
I've always taken that way. I lived out.
Seems like the
in
way.
OB. I mean, I know my way around, but no. I had to put, you know, the directions in and follow them brainlessly right into a traffic jam. Mother of, you know what? Luckily, I found an alley and a curb.
And also, luckily, we were like, we're not starting the show without him. So we were waiting. We waited. I think
so
we even
fun.
Made an announcement like, we're waiting on Vinny. This music is going to start pretty soon. But we're
That's
waiting
not-
on that one guy. You know the one. Big surprise, everyone.
A 28-year-old Maryland woman is facing charges after she ignored a cop and drove through a street fair on Saturday because she needed to get to the other side of this thing.
Right.
Her name is Kai DeBerry Bostick.
Go. Kai DeBerry Bostick.
Kai DeBerry Bostick.
I like it. That's a good name.
Is in Laurel, Maryland, halfway between Baltimore and D.C. Cops had the streets blocked off, as you would do. There was yellow tape, and her BMW was on a side street with no way out. She told the cops, I just got to get through here real quick. And he said, no.
Yeah. That's what they say.
But could I please get through here? No. He said, I'll call you a cab. And she said, I work in Bad Virginia. I have a long way to go.
I need my car.
She eventually got out of her car, tore the police tape, and slowly started driving forward.
She went slow. I mean, she wasn't trying to run over anybody.
Even though the cop was standing in front of her car at the time.
Oh, uh-oh.
He ended up having to move because she was threatening.
Yeah.
People at the fair ran for their lives because, you know, that's something that happens now, the whole ramming cars into human beings. So people at the fair panicked and thought she was about to, you know, get us. She never speeded up or, you know, threatened. There is chest cam footage of it all. She stopped when a bunch of firefighters stood in her way, and then the cop ripped her out of the car and cuffed her.
Oh.
They say the policeman suffered minor injuries, and it's not clear how or what they were. But this lady did, in fact, drive through yellow police tape into a street fair.
I just have to. I got to get to Bad Virginia. I've got to. I'm kind of Barry Boston.
She's facing multiple charges.
Ricky Tikki Tembo, Kideberry Boston.
It sounds neat. I like the name.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like the best name ever. It's a good band name.
Anyway, she's in court facing multiple charges, including second degree assault and resisting arrest. Her lawyer told the judge she'd been instructed to park on the side of the street the night before, and someone said she'd be able to get out for work the next morning. Her lawyer said she panicked, thinking she'd get in trouble at work, so she wasn't thinking clearly. He also, I know that. There's a car right next to me and a car behind me, and I'm looking around like, well, I can certainly go to, nope, there's a car on the other side of me and a car in front of me.
Hemmed in.
Where's the helicopter button? How do I get this thing to lift up?
Somehow you did.
The only way out is up. Mm. What do I do? All the frustration and the fear and all of the things going through your mind in that moment.
Just
beating myself up thinking, you know how to get there.
Yeah.
Why did you bother with this? And you know it's Pride. I didn't put it all together in the moment. It wasn't like I went, it's Pride. This will be the right way to go.
Sure. Let's go right through the thick of it.
Of course, when I hit the traffic, I went, it's freaking Pride.
Yeah.
Duh George.
Head for the Castro.
This is what they invented Duh George for. This moment.
It's where it comes from.
Anyway.
So in the end, what happened to Kideberry Bostic?
Her lawyer says because of the panic and the fear of being in trouble at work, she wasn't thinking clearly. He also noted she was an honor student.
You
know, the ones with the bumper stickers on their parents' car?
My kid.
She's one of those.
God, high honors.
No criminal history, an honor student. Her mom's car is covered with honor student stickers. And argued that the weekend she spent in jail was punishment enough. The judge disagreed and said, no, an officer was hurt. She wasn't even released on bail. Wow. She's still behind bars and trial's been set for July 18th.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
She even used to be a cheerleader.
Oh, everyone knows they're like the best people.
They are like the best people.
That doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Cut a sister some slack. She knows how to leg kick. Not everybody does.
Flip the skirt in the back thing. Rah, rah, shish, boom, bah.
And another thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Okay, this story is for Sarah. And I may have done this story in a rush, like kind of just to get through it because we don't really get, you know, time to break down sort of sexy time stories.
Oh, sexy
time. They can get out of hand a little bit, so we got to be careful on the air. But
we
this
do get
story,
derailed sometimes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
This story is the kinkiest U.S. states have been revealed. Is yours on the list? So I may have done this. Did I do this? You know how sometimes things go through your head or you proofread them and then you go, did I do it? Didn't I do it?
I mean, we definitely talk about kinky stuff, but I don't recall this specifically. I'm sure we've totally forgotten. Let's do it fresh.
The home of Sin City is, in fact, the best place.
Oh,
the
that's
kinkiest
the kinkiest
place in the United States.
Well, legalized brothels there, right?
Here's the part that I didn't do if I did the story already.
Okay.
Because I didn't know this even existed. The place that did this poll is Smut Finder.
Oh, Smut Finder.
Smut Finder is a website that uses artificial intelligence to create custom erotic stories.
Oh.
Have you used ChatGPT to tell you a dirty story yet?
Let me ask it.
I can't believe you haven't, because you always talk about erotica being your thing.
Okay. Can you please tell me what a filthy...
I don't know what you call it. An erotic...
A quick... I'll just do a quick one.
So, yeah, put in erotic.
A quick erotic story about someone's kink. Whatever that may be. Let's see what it comes up with. Whatever that
Smut Finder used 5 metrics in their search for the kinkiest state. Adult content, online searches for adult stores, related terms like adult toys, online searches for fetish-related terms such as pegging or BDSM, number of OnlyFans creators, and the number of strip clubs. All goes into the mix to determine the kinkiest state in our union, and Nevada wins. Congratulations.
Well, congrats, Nevada. Yeah.
So what did you get?
Oh, it's just a fun little story.
You can't read it.
It's called the Librarian's Rule.
Oh.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You just made it tell you something.
So it did write something.
Did it turn out good?
Oh, it did. It says, sure, here's a quick, tastefully erotic story that involves a kink in a playful, consensual way.
Wow. It even
it can do all the stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called the Librarian's Rule. Maybe I'll post it. I don't know.
Maybe you should post it.
Oh, it's very quick. It really is quick.
Oh.
She like wants it quiet, and he does it for her quietly because she's the librarian. And so it's got to be. Oh.
That's not very kinky.
No noise. This is a library.
Colorado, Oregon, Texas. I know Oregon has more strip clubs. I forget the qualifier, but it's like for some reason they've got a million strip clubs in Oregon. I guess because it rains a lot. I don't. There's a lot. Like an overwhelming.
Heard, like, per capita, there are more.
There's some qualifier.
Strip
clubs, yes.
Right.
Texas is on the list as well.
Oh.
So if you're
kinkiest, and I'm sorry, I was distracted. Did you say California is?
California is not in the top at the top of the list. Which is, you know, we should step our game up. Come on.
I mean,
right here in San Francisco, let's get crazy. Right.
So Oregon has the highest number of strip clubs per capita compared to other American cities. Or Portland, Oregon does.
Oh, Portland specifically.
Yeah, Portland specifically.
So many. Did you ever go to a strip club in Portland when you were
there? I never went to a strip club in Oregon at all, no.
Yeah.
I'm not really, I love naked ladies, so you would think that I love strip clubs, but there's another side to the strip club that I've seen up close and I'm not into it.
Well, if anyone was to turn the lights on in there, things would get ugly real quick. Or one of those black lights. I'm sure there'd be some nastiness.
I'm not into it. I don't like it. It's not for me.
But you could pay them for a lap dance out back then. I mean,
I don't.
Doesn't that feel like that might be something that would be fun?
Sarah, I bring my own bedding places. I'm not someone who should be in a strip club.
Well, maybe we could hermetically seal her for you.
It's not for me. Yeah. Okay? It's just not. Okay. By the way, one of our listeners, I purposefully got all my stuff to the room, left what I care, you know, a couple blankets that I was going to bring in just, you know, for comfort factor.
Uh-huh.
I left them in the van, and then I was like, okay, this is my mission now. Get that bedding into my room without any listeners seeing me. And I got it from my car, and I walked around the outside of the resort in scorching heat, by the way. And the very first, was it Wendy? Was that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Wendy and Mike sitting right up front?
Yeah.
By the way, hi, Mike.
Big guns.
Mike's my dude. I like Mike. Mm. Anyway, Wendy goes, oh, yeah, I saw you walking with your bedding in the out in the... And I'm like, what the... I went outside the whole place.
You know, you were also right outside of my window. It's almost like the place wasn't all that big because every time I turned around, there you were. I'm like, oh, look at the view. Oh, there's Jimmy. Crazy.
I look up and she's standing whole body in the window like,
I go, I'm 30 feet above you. Just turn around.
God, Jesus. And there's my fat ass on a Barca lounger or whatever you call it.
Don't say that about my radio husband. He's very attractive. Nice back artwork.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I couldn't really see it very well, but I could see that there was something there.
Whatever. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
What do the people have to say, Vin?
415 says, the story was really quick. That couple must be married.
Oh, the one that the AI wrote us. Yeah, it's a quick one. Unfortunately, it was not explicit at all. Like, basically, he wants to do stuff and she wants him to be quiet. It's cute, you know. It was quick, too, who came up with it. AI, it's amazing.
Now is a good time. Now is a good time to remind everyone that Beta Breakers is on Sunday. Is that right? Can you look that up?
Yeah.
It is. It's on Sunday.
I've run the Beta Breakers. It's a super cool event. I mean, it's been a long time since I've run it, but it's absolutely so fun.
It's bonkers.
But it definitely takes up the city streets for the first part of the day.
Yeah, don't try to get through town.
Okay, we'll remind you of that as it gets closer too. So that's on Sunday? Yeah. We pushed a keg from the starting line to the finish line.
Was that the year you were all dressed as sperm and it was the egg?
And the egg was the keg. Yeah, there's costumes keg, involved egg, and a whole thing. And I was with a bunch of people from
Chico. I did the tiki bar.
Oh, you did the tiki bar.
Yeah, I was
okay.
part of the tiki bar where we had like a whole bar and mixer and everything. Oh. And we're pushing it.
Was the Beta Breakers where we hung out with Johnny Mosley on top of that building and we were broadcasting live and then we didn't know we were live on the air and all three of our butts were just hanging over the side of the thing, like looking down at the people with
and
the
and there's Johnny and I throwing tortillas at people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there we are.
Yep.
Perched above.
Hello.
And they're flying all over, so it wasn't like we were just, we were part of the party. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is that the time it is?
I mean, I can read you some more. There's lots of them.
It's okay. I'll let you go through them. Coldplay tickets and more right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.